Wow. That would be a wow. Could you say wow with me? Wow. How often is it that in our lives we feel not beautifully broken, just broken? But still, we're broken and we forget beautifully broken that there is wholeness still there or happening and we're moving toward it. But all we see and all we feel is that we are broken and broken. And in some ways, I think if you're anything like me, you get addicted, just a little addicted to this idea of being disappointed with life. You get addicted to the false truth that there is discord that you can't handle or you can't change. You might be a little addicted to the belief that no matter how good things are right this minute, disaster is on its way. Disaster is looking for me, and I need to hide from it because we know it's coming sooner or later. It must be, because isn't that the human experience? Disappointment, discord, and disaster. And we begin to believe that we're broken. So my question for you is this one. Do you want to be healed? I'm not convinced. Oh, yeah, Tracy, yes, it would be nice to be healed. Yes, I know that's the answer you want. Of course I'm supposed to want to be healed. But let me ask you again, and maybe, you'll be able to convince me. Do you want to be healed?
Yes.
Oh. Did you realize that you have the power within you already to be healed? In fact, you are healed at the essential nature of who you are. There's really nothing to heal, only the truth to reveal. It's one of my favorite Ernest Holmes quotes. There's nothing to heal, only truth to reveal. Because the truth that is already within each one of us is whole. It is the perfection of our soul seeking to express. It is complete and able to operate from the infinite intelligence and wisdom that from which it was created. If we would simply open ourselves and look beyond the brokenness to find the beauty, right? That beauty is there. And anything that seems to block its path is temporary, probably humanly imagined or created, which means it is not the permanent expression of who we are. Does any of that resonate with you in any way whatsoever? Or is it just me imagining that there really is a truth? There is a truth that has been created within each one of us that is always seeking to express. And it's my job to not only know that, but to remember it, to apply it, and to remind myself as often as I need to that really it's all good, or whatever is happening is the opportunity to lead toward good. Everything is good, or it's leading to good. Now, I really work at remembering this. no matter what's going on. I really recognize that I'm the only one who can heal any imbalance or any belief that is not in alignment with the truth. You could tell me about it, but I have to believe it. And when I believe it, then what happens is that it cannot be denied. So Raymond Charles Barker, and you can read it with me as I'm reading silently or out loud, when the subconscious mind accepts an idea, the inner creative power works to bring it to completion. Read the last part of this out loud, because I need you to hear yourself say it. Whether you are consciously thinking about it or not, whether you are consciously thinking about it or not, if the first part has happened, if you have so convinced your subconscious mind of a thing, then the inner creative power is working constantly to bring that to completion. So if you have convinced your subconscious mind that you're an idiot, nothing ever works out for you, the universe, the human world, the earth, countries will always be at war. Cancer must happen to one out of every three people. If you have believed that at such a level that your subconscious knows it to be true, then the intelligence of the universe is working to deliver what your subconscious says is the truth. And you don't have to be thinking about it at all. So when the pandemic comes along, and there is a subconscious belief that, oh my goodness, I've lost my job. And the subconscious belief is my job is the source of my supply. My job is what gives me money to buy food or have a place to live. Then if I am not consciously reprogramming my subconscious, it's working on that, well, you don't have a job, so you can't have any money, and the source of all your good is, like, gone, and your life is over. Yeah, just let's have your life be over. If my subconscious mind has been trained to believe that no matter what, I don't know how to do good relationships. Relationships, oh yeah, that's something I have trouble with. Ooh, you know, I don't think I'll ever in my life have a relationship that's perfect for me. If you've convinced your subconscious mind of that and you are not consciously feeding it something new, then whether you're consciously thinking that you don't know how to be in a healthy relationship, your subconscious knows it. So the perfect person or the new neighbor who moves in down the street who could be a really good friend, right? Someone new you meet here at Unity of Wimberley and you kind of hit it off, but your subconscious is operating on, ooh, you know, my life would be so much better if there were no people in it. I'm great, I'm perfect, whole, and complete, and I just don't do, like, friendships and relationships well. If that's what's in your subconscious mind, then Raymond Charles Barker reminds us that there is an inner creative power that is invisible, always working. It never takes a vacation. It is operating 24/7, 365, to deliver what you have chosen. And what you have chosen is what your subconscious mind believes and knows, unless you are consciously programming it with something new. no mistake that the theme for the daily word today and the daily word itself is release. Release. If you want to heal, or do you really want to be healed? Then you must release all of the insane things that you have told yourself that are not the absolute truth, that are not the way that spirit wants to express in you, as you, or through you. Release that. You can fill in the word. That crap, that bull, that what? Release it. It's not the truth. Don't look at me. I didn't say it. Like I'm getting this look like, was she say getting ready to say a bad word? It's always good to have a physical representation of your conscious, right? Or of your consciousness. Maybe the best thing about being a parent, to have a little one, right, in your view. So some of you are familiar with Florence Scovel Shinn. Her most popular book is The Game of Life. And I love this quote. It reminds me, too. She asks the question, are you acting from motives of fear or motives of faith? Are you acting from motives that are based in fear? Or are you choosing what you do and say from a motivation that is so grounded in faith that the good must come? Watch your motives with all diligence, for out of them, out of your motives, are the issues of life. Out of your motives come the deliverance or the demonstration of what you believe and where you are coming from. So let's breathe that in. Think about the last week. Just random things that come to mind that happened to you, conversations that you had, where you focused your energy. Were you reflecting motives of fear or motives of faith? Were you grounded in fear, anxiety, anger, resentment, sadness, grief? Or were you motivated by or grounded in joy, peace, wisdom, beauty, wholeness? The pattern that we create is the pattern that then demonstrates in our conversations, in our experiences, even, well, truly, even in our problems, right? Whatever we are consistently thinking and wherever we are coming from demonstrates in our physical experience. And so, of course, this just mirrors perfectly with the Raymond Charles Barker quote. Like, am I coming from fear or am I coming from faith? Am I coming from a belief that things are not going to work out? Or am I coming from a belief that everything always works out for me? And that sounds really trite. And in fact, in some ways, that kind of cliche or that principle that sounds a little trite is one of the things that becomes a challenge for us, because we could start using it and saying those words so much without actually doing the work to make sure that we believe it and we behave from that it becomes spiritual bypass or it becomes like an escape. It gives us a bad reputation because a lot of people think new thought philosophies and new thought spirituality is simply positive thinking. But it's not that. It is positive living. It is positive and spiritual living, but it is not just thinking a thought on the surface level. It requires us to believe it at such a depth that nothing that anyone can say or do, including ourselves, can block the goodness from happening. Now, we could take that laughter one of two ways. Yes, that's right. Isn't it great? Or laughing at you because you say the right thing, but you don't do it, right? Right, you adults, you're saying that stuff, but I know you don't really live your life that way. It's hilarious, you hypocrites, you. And both are true, right? There are times that we really operate from that place, from the deepest part of our soul. We operate in a way that we are literally living our lives from a place of clarity. We are just the best models of, what's the word I want to use? Of making conscious choices. And we operate in a way where we allow our curiosity of what good is going to happen next to lead us as we go through our everyday lives. There are times when we leave the pain journey or the painful journey of expecting and looking for disaster, right? And we begin operating from this place that is the peace or the evidence of peace because of clarity and choice and curiosity. I'm actually reflecting myself and thinking about how have I been doing in the last week or two around this. When have there been times when I have actually allowed disappointment or discord or disaster to drive my actions or the words that I speak? And when have I really been a role model for clarity and choice and curiosity? And so I can stand here in front of you and say, every one of you in the room, every one of you online, every one of us, do both. You're not a bad person because you forget. Our job is to then catch ourselves in the forgetting and then remember or have someone else remind us and then step back into the center of a spiritually guided life. Because we are both human and divine. And so the human part is real. And the human part is not always bad. I love being human. But sometimes things happen that I react to. And my job is to then notice it and instead respond and make a new choice. Can you think of a time when you've done that? Maybe you responded or reacted initially from anger or fear, or maybe you reacted from the sense of discord, or you were in the middle of it. How quickly did you get back to the truth is that all there is love. Everything in the Course of Miracles, it's everything is a love or a call for love. It's all love. And I get to choose how to show that love to others and to myself. This is my very favorite Florence Scovel Shinn quote, and I'm so glad you gave me an excuse to use it today. The law of preparation works both ways. If you prepare for what you fear or don't want, you begin to attract it. Now, if you are someone who has studied a lot about the law of attraction in the last 10, 15 years especially, then you know that we are always attracting. There is no way that we cannot attract. So the question is, what are you attracting? Well, you're attracting whatever you think about. You're attracting whatever you believe most deeply. You're attracting whatever you put the most energy into. You're attracting whatever it is that your mind, body, and soul are connecting with one another. And so it doesn't only work for what we might call the good stuff. If I am preparing for the worst will happen. Whatever I think is the worst, right? So I'm, the worst might be a little bit of a strong term, but whatever I am preparing for, I am preparing for an amazing Unity of Wimberley potluck supper today. And my guess is most, if not all of you, every time you think of, oh, it's potluck Sunday coming up this week, you are preparing for the best potluck ever, that you're going to have good food and good company, and you're going to try out some food or dishes you may not ever have tasted before, but you know it's going to be good. You have an expectation. You are preparing your mind. You are preparing your tummy. You are preparing everything for it to be great. Take that preparation into this week. You have a meeting on Tuesday at noon. Prepare for it the same way you prepare for potluck Sunday. You have a negotiation coming up this week related to a contract or a lawsuit or simply negotiating custody or time to meet with your friends. But you have a negotiation coming up, a conversation where you're negotiating something. Prepare for it the same way you prepare for potluck Sunday. It's going to be great. Everything always works out for my good. Potluck Sunday, you might be saying the food's going to be fabulous. For the negotiation, you might be thinking, I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know it's going to be great at the end. I'm going to get everything I want. I'm going to get what I need. Wow, it's so great. Because my guess is many times you're preparing for what you fear and what you don't want. Are we going to stop doing that this week? Yeah. Let me ask you again. Do you want to be healed? Then remember, the law of preparation works in both ways, because you and God are a majority. If I go through this week remembering that Tracy and Spirit are a majority, that's all it takes. Tracy and God are the majority. And it doesn't matter who I come into contact with or what seems to be a mountain that I cannot climb. All I need is to be not using God as a superpower that's gonna fly down from the sky and swoop me up and be a miracle that I can't imagine. Me and God, meaning the God that is within me, that knows what to do, when to do, how to do it, and why, that is always working for my best and highest good as I have defined it. This God and me are majority anywhere I show up. That's all it takes. So one last time, do you want to be healed?
Yes.
Do you want to be healed?
Yes.
Do you want to be healed?
Yes.
It is already done. So let's take this into meditation. You and God are a majority. Take a breath. Release anything that is out of alignment with this truth. And on the next breath, follow that breath through your entire body. Breathing away any tension, any place you find it, breathe again. You and God are a majority. Repeat to yourself silently, God and I are a majority. And breathe. There's only one life. That life is God. God is perfect. God's life is my life now. Everywhere I go, everyone I speak to, everything I learn and engage in is the expression of God. I am the goodness of God. My life is the goodness of God. God and I, together, as one, are the majority. So this week, I simply allow. I allow myself to be healed from any and everything that is out of alignment with the perfection of Spirit. I seek it. I accept it. I allow it. I am it. Take a breath. And softly repeat aloud. I am ready to be healed. 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 And so it is. Amen.